Cuban rum and Cuba's historical sugar trade are at the center of a new exhibition by a prominent Cuban-born artist now living in Boston. The show is at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. The World's Jeb Sharp has more.
Maria Magdalena Campos Ponce moved to the U.S. as an adult in 1990, and there was a long period after that when she wasn't able to return to Cuba.
For 10 years, I have the same dream. Every time that I dream, I didn't never dream about anything else that was pertinent to my current life, which was married to my husband, having a child, living in Massachusetts. I dream about the same narrative, starting from one point in Cuba and ending in another point in Cuba, again and again and again and again and again and again and again, until I went to Cuba, and for the first time in Cuba, I dream about something else.
She tells me this by way of explaining that her work is about memory and longing, about displacement and exile. Not just her own contemporary exile, but the forced migration of her slave ancestors who worked in the sugarcane fields. In a new installation commissioned by the museum, Campos Ponce has created towering blown glass sculptures that evoke the decaying sugar mills and rum distilleries of the landscape of her childhood in rural Cuba. She calls it alchemy of the soul, elixir of the spirits. The show starts in a freight elevator lined with burlap sugar sacks and a recording of a work song from the old sugar docks in the port city of Matanzas. The voice is El Niño Pujado, the singer for Cuba's iconic rumba group, Los Muñequitos de Matanzas. He worked on the docks hauling sugar when he was a youngster. Campos Ponce's husband and frequent collaborator, Neil Leonard, made the recording on a recent trip to Cuba.
So these are songs he learned kind of on breaks, you know, between carrying sacks. They would sit and sing to each other.
When you enter the gallery on the second floor, there's more music that Leonard composed specifically for the show.
Part of it's the sound from Magda's dream, so those very kind of ethereal, kind of ghost-like sounds move slowly. They're not going at a walking rhythm. They're not even really going at a breathing rhythm. They're just very, very slow, meditative sounds for that dream.
Five glass and metal sculptures are spaced out around the room. They evoke the skeletons of ruined buildings as well as the structure of sugarcane. One of them is a distillery of glass tubes and vessels where imitation rum froths and bubbles. You can smell the mixture and feel the moisture coming from it. The couple's love for Cuba emanates from the whole immersive experience. It's not an uncomplicated love, especially for Campos Ponce.
But the weight of the complications and the difficulties and the animosity and the punishment the ones receive for living in the United States when you born in Cuba after Castro, which was my case, never for me outweighed my love for Cuba.
In a small room off the gallery, you can watch videos about Campos Ponce's journey back to Cuba last summer. She's been back and forth a few times in recent years, but this was the first time in 3 decades she'd been back to her childhood home. You see her meeting family members and neighbors and visiting her old house, which was a former slave barracks. It's emotional stuff that goes to the core of who she is, as an Afro-Cuban, as an artist, and as a migrant.
I believe that we have a memory pack that are ethereal, no? So I carrying all of that with me. Those are the baggage. You know, as I'm getting older, let me get rid of them. It's through art that I manage to take away and deploy in some way those baggage of memories, of ideas. But I do the work and then I'm trying to figure out what it's all about. You know, what is this all about?
It's about so many things, but at its core, it's about Cuba, a place many of us want to know better. For The World, Jeb Sharp at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts.
You can see photos of Magda Campos Ponce's work at PRI.org. We'll leave you with some more Cuban musical vibes from the installation Alchemy of the Soul. And that'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
Yo traigo pa' los mayores de Pueblo Nuevo. Yo traigo los angelitos vestidos de oro. Las flores más elegantes de mi cantero. Oye, Clara le dice a Cirilo: Cirilo, no me busques más. Cirilo le dice a Clara: tú eres la mujer de mi corazón.
PRI, Public Radio International.